The values of peace and human dignity were at the heart of Pope Benedict's words recently to bishops in charge of military chaplains in countries all over the world. The bishops were here in Rome at the end of October, taking part in the 5th International Congress of Military Ordinariates, which was updating guidelines for those ministering to the armed forces.
Forze armate siano a servizio esclusivo di difesa e di sicurezza e della libertà dei popoli.
At his meeting with the bishops, Pope Benedict said the Church's insistent calls for peace have influenced Western culture, promoting the idea that the armed forces are at the exclusive service of the defense, security, and freedom of peoples. But sometimes, he added, other economic and political interests put obstacles in the way of this constructive tendency, as is evident in the difficulties of the disarmament process.
All'interno del mondo militare, la Chiesa continuerà ad offrire il proprio servizio.
Pope Benedict acknowledged the huge changes that have taken place with regard to the armed forces over the past couple of decades, changes which present new difficulties and challenges to those trying to meet their spiritual needs.
It's not so much what we say, it's just being there and encouraging them that despite the awful things that they witness every day in going out among people and seeing terrible atrocities, people blown up, missiles and bombs landing in urban and homestead areas. This is very disturbing for our people, and they want some way in which to talk about it when they come back into camp, and that's what we are there for.
Among those attending the Congress was Bishop Thomas Byrne, Bishop to the Armed Forces in Great Britain.
I think, as always with these conferences, some of the most important elements are the contacts we make with our fellow bishops. And because the military bishops of the world are so far flung in different countries, I mean, there was something like 37 military bishops attending the convention, along with principal chaplains or heads of chaplaincy, Catholic priests who do not have a bishop in their country responsible for the military pastoral services to the forces. So we were quite a group, and networking with them and learning about how they go about their business of catering for the pastoral and spiritual needs of servicemen and women was fascinating. And seeing the problems that they come up with, which sometimes are not entirely different from problems that I come up against in my own country. And it was rewarding to hear what they had to say, and in some ways affirming to know that they were experiencing similar difficulties.
Now, in his address, the Pope was talking about your task of being somehow peacemakers and upholding human dignity, even in times of war and conflict.
We welcomed very much the words that the Pope had to say, and they were directed very clearly towards the military and the chaplains who work with them. I mean, the Pope did refer to the Church offering its services to help people in the formation of their consciences, because, as you can be well aware, our forces today face ethical issues in operations, in military operations, perhaps more frequently and more intensely than at any time in the past. So to know that the Pope was supporting us in encouraging a greater teaching and guidance to be given to military personnel on matters affecting freedom of conscience and the formation of conscience and how our forces conduct themselves in terms of humanitarian law, we found that very affirming and helpful to know that he was aware of that. I think he said something like praying to the Lord of the harvest. He was asking that God's word to produce fruit in good time. You know, if you do spread God's word, it will have a peaceful effect upon people and help them in that formation of their their consciences.
You're talking about these ethical issues that servicemen and women face. And of course, as chaplain to British forces, they're in a, so many of them are in a particularly difficult situation with regard to the British presence in Iraq at the moment.
My position and the position of all my Catholic chaplains in the forces is that we provide a ministry of presence, a ministry of being there for others, to assist them with the strains and stresses that they experience arising from operational commitments and being away from home for considerable periods of time. These bring anxieties to them, and also we minister to their families back at home who are worried about them. Because today, more and more, the people in the forces are there risking life and limb on a daily basis, potentially anyway. And many of them have lost their lives, and many have been wounded seriously in trying to bring stability and peace and justice to countries overseas where the environment is very hostile, an environment that is hostile not only from a weather point of view, from a terrain point of view, but often from a political point of view and a social point of view, where there is huge resistance from elements in the local population who see a different way of approaching things and do not want their country occupied by people from overseas. And there are, of course, the religious tensions, mostly between groups of people within Iraq and within Afghanistan. And those are elements that we sometimes have difficulty in understanding because of the background that we come from in a very tolerant and mutually accepting kind of Britain.
You're working in a situation where you're, as you say, dealing with people facing often extreme life and death situations, or families who are very concerned, or families indeed who have been bereaved and so on. It's really, in a way, one of the hardest ministries, isn't it, within the church?
I think it is a testing ministry because you are alongside the people all day long. They have access to you, and you are able to speak with them. And more often it's a question of we act as a sounding board, a shoulder to lean on. It's not so much what we say, it's just being there and encouraging them that despite the awful things that they witness every day in going out among people and seeing terrible atrocities, people blown up, missiles and bombs landing in urban and homestead areas. This is very disturbing for our people, and they want some way in which to talk about it when they come back into camp, and that's what we are there for. And we try to assure them that they are still, despite seeing these terrible atrocities, they are still decent people following decent orders issued by decent superiors, all in the effort of carrying things out in a decent way for a decent purpose. And our chaplains are involved heavily in that, because we do realize that it's a firm religious faith among our troops that gives them that motivation and sustains them when they do go out there into a battle situation. And it helps them also to conduct themselves in the right way. It inspires courage, it gives them determination, and also it leads them to offer self-sacrifice if they are called upon to do so. And those elements are not just physical elements, being able to cope with those situations. They are based on a spiritual motivation, and fostered, therefore, by a strong faith in the existence of God and the efficacy of prayer. And I'm convinced that spiritual depth is inseparable from operational efficiency. By that I mean that a man has got to have within himself that faith motivation regarding the values he thinks are important in order to carry out his job as a military person effectively.
You're offering, as you say, spiritual care and counselling. You're also, in a way, being called upon to act as a psychiatrist, to provide other kinds of help to people in extremely stressful situations. Do your chaplains have particular kind of training to be able to carry out this ministry most effectively?
Our chaplains would regard themselves in no way as professional medical people or psychiatrists or psychologists. What we do try to give them is, if you like, first aid tools in which to be able to respond to situations as they arise. And I'm sure you can imagine no two situations are ever the same. And so we cannot dovetail the training that we give chaplains precisely to fit what might be expected. But we do have a chaplaincy centre here in Britain where there are courses to help our chaplains understand some of the feelings and experiences and anxieties that our troops do have, and to be able to respond to them in a, as I say, a first aid way, a first instance way, until if they do need more professional help, then we can refer them later on to that source of help.
And my thanks there to Bishop Thomas Byrne, Bishop to the Armed Forces in Great Britain.